Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. We're at Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown Hattiesburg. Clearly one of our favorite places to come. Justin's always so kind to us here. Gave us another great lunch as always. And always fun to come down here at Fuzzy's. And what better way to kick off the home football season than here?
We've got the entire golf team from Southern Miss, Bob. They're getting ready to hit the road to Louisiana. And all the guys, golfers, are in here, getting, along with a bunch of other people, having a good lunch.
Lee Roberts is with us. He's going to join us in a little bit. He's got a public challenge for Kelly Santer here in about 15 minutes. We just can't wait to see that work out. But we're going to kick off today's show from Fuzzy's Tacos with the owner of this great establishment, Justin Harris, one of our really good buddies. Justin, always great to be down here, and you always are so gracious about feeding us. And I'm just going to say right now, anybody that come down here and order the fried shrimp tacos with the potatoes and black beans. What in the world do you do with those potatoes, my man? They're delicious.
Well, appreciate y'all coming out, guys. Always happy to have y'all. We got a little seasoning we put on, a little in-house seasoning with a few other little things, but that's probably one of our most popular sides when we get down to it.
And that stuff you put on top of the chips, the best. These are the best chips you'll find.
That's going to be Fuzzy Dust. Fresh, always.
Fuzzy Dust.
Fuzzy Dust.
Yes, sir.
So it has an official name.
It does.
I like it.
Be careful. Don't overdo the Fuzzy Dust.
Now I had the grilled chicken salad with
it. Oh, start.
470 calories.
Oh, God.
That's,
here we go.
That's it. Well, look, if you're going to stay in shape, you got to pay the price. You know, by
clearly it's working.
That's right.
Going back to that public challenge later from Lee Roberts, let's not forget Kelly said he's quote-unquote in shape.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like...
That's right. We're going to see.
We're
right
going to remember that.
It's we're
like,
going to see.
It's like the people that pay $12 a bottle for smart water. It's not working. You know?
Justin, great crowd in here at Fuzzy's today, as always. Home football season kicks off tomorrow. I'm very curious to ask you this. For you business owners downtown, how beneficial would it be if the football program gets turned around this year and wins start coming in these home games and bigger crowds start showing up? How important is that to the business community?
Pretty loaded question there, Bob. honestly, I mean, it's a huge difference on the weekend. I mean, you're talking about twice the amount of sales, so 100% increase on from a normal Saturday when it's a busy and people are excited. You know, there's a little bump, you know, just with, you know, events and everything's going on there. But you talk about people are excited coming out, you're looking at a minimum 100% increase, sometimes 150% increase in sales when things are going good.
Well, see, that's remarkable. And I don't know that the average guy out there understands the tie between college athletics and the businesses around a community, Kelly. And obviously football, despite the love for baseball here, football is the driving sport in all universities.
And regardless of what university you might support, if it's not Southern Miss, you better support. If you live in the Hattiesburg area, you need to support Southern Miss because it's the driving force of the economy here, along with some of the medical facilities. And if something happens to that university where it goes south, then we're all going south, whether we like it or not.
So absolutely.
That's something to keep in mind. You know.
Well, southeastern Louisiana's going south tomorrow night about 6 o'clock. I think the team's going to bounce back, Justin, and I don't think that – well, I don't want to get back into the Kentucky thing much anymore, but I just think now you look ahead at teams that USM should be able to compete with the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Tomorrow's, I mean, they got to come out and take care of business. I mean, from the first quarter to the end, I mean, they got to come out and put last week behind them and move on. And this is where it's time to shine, get the excitement back, get fans engaged, and, you know, really looking forward to the next weekend. I know we don't look ahead, but I'm talking about from a fan engagement standpoint, excitement, economic driving factors. The next weekend is going to be even bigger.
Not only is one of the teams going to win tomorrow, one of them is going to score.
Both got shut out last week.
They sure did. So they'd probably like to have mulligans. Speaking of the golf team, they'd probably like a do-over. But, but like Justin said, what's done is done, and let's move on.
All right, Justin. It is a home football weekend. Let's talk about everything happening at Fuzzy's Tacos this weekend.
You know, we're going to be doing our usual with our margaritas. We've already got our frozen, always got our frozen and house-made Rocks margaritas in here, along with our other drinks. We have a few other frozen options, and then just our standard. You know, we're praying for some great weather tomorrow for all the things. I think we're going to have good weather, have patio season in force, and just invite everybody to come out and have a good time.
Well, the guy just rolled in a bunch of Coors Light and beer, and Kelly's mouth just started watering. Yeah. I saw it from here. So
Kelly thought it was his.
He's probably going to like to hear that margarita stuff.
My order tomorrow for the post tailgate party. Yeah. But Justin, you guys are a partner with Southern Miss on a lot of different deals, and I know,
Absolutely. And
I know some might be laughing when we say this, but esports, which I've been on this bandwagon for a year or two now. Esports at Southern Miss, they've got a national championship.
Look at Lee Roberts laughing.
No.
They do have in Rainbow Six Siege, they're like four-time national champions.
Yes, in the Rainbow Siege. But anyway.
He doesn't even know what Rainbow Six Siege is.
But Fuzzies, they eat. Bob, can I get this out? This is important.
I don't.
This is newsworthy.
Let's get it.
Okay, yeah. The esports teams are going to be conducting tournaments, you know, on the weekends, and the championships are going to be staged here at Fuzzies on Sunday afternoons, where you can actually see the championship games of these different games. They're going to be set up against the wall here at Fuzzies, and I'm telling you, there's going to be a crowd every Sunday afternoon right here.
4 to 7 p.m. I don't know, this is going to be our first one this Sunday, not sure what to expect, but I hear big things, but we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited and looking forward to it.
Lee, they actually give scholarships. scholarships for esports. You know, yeah. So, hey, you know, why not?
How did we just get off into esports?
because they're hosting the finals here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every Sunday, I think, through the end of the semester, I think every Sunday they're going to have them here.
And you're going to host that?
Yes, sir. We'll have it right here.
That'd be good. Those kids, they work hard at what they do, too.
And athletes.
And we've got we got
athletes, right, Lee?
They're about as in shape as Kelly, probably.
Boy, he's sitting here making fun of esports. Bob is just begging to be on Twitter again today.
He ain't getting it.
We got trivia on Wednesday nights. We play pump
do you
pole
do
here. I do. We have a big time on Wednesday night.
You've had trouble finding a good guy, Gavin.
Well, yeah. I mean, when he can make it, we he's a busy man.
Is he normally sober?
When he gets here.
Now,
when I'm driving here as well.
When I leave, it's a different story. But when I get here, he's absolutely 100% correct.
That's popular, isn't it, Justin? Trivia.
It really is. I don't want to, you know, Bill Kelly's ego too much, but he usually has a pretty good following as well, coming just to hear him.
Law enforcement. IRS.
Those blue-haired ladies,
But not the women cheerleaders.
Late can those blue-haired ladies stay out, Kelly?
Well, that's why we start at 7, so maybe they can be done in time. Justin, I wanted to ask you in the business model.
Justin's never going to invite us back.
been a wild first segment.
When Southern Miss is out of school compared to when it's in school, does the business model change a whole lot? Because hosting trivia on Wednesdays, I've noticed even when the students are out, you still have pretty good crowds here.
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny. Like, you'll always see the first 2 or 3 weeks when school starts back in, everybody thinks it's going to be a bump, and you do get more students, but it's like the locals stay away and let everything settle, you know, for on that. So we see a little lull then right when school starts back because they stay on campus and the locals don't want to get out with all the traffic and everything going in with the students. But then it gets going. But as far as the summertime and everything, when the students are out, I mean, that's patio season. It's good. We still get a good, you know, adult crowd following. So we don't see too much of a drop-off from the students with that on the pub pole side.
But football's big for you, right?
Absolutely.
Football weekends are big.
Football weekends are huge.
I think you probably see a pretty good crowd tomorrow. I mean, just from the interest that
and being
I've
locally
received,
with you know, not too far of a drive from Hammond, surely they'll bring a contingency as well and have some.
And you cannot underestimate the weather tomorrow. I mean, when you're talking a high of 96, like you lots of times are this time of year with 80% humidity, and a high tomorrow of what, Dima, 82?
Yep.
Something like that. I mean, that'd
be 75 at kickoff.
I mean, it couldn't be any better than tomorrow.
Yes.
So, reason not to get there. And the request for tickets that you've had, Bob.
It's been pretty surprising, actually. Yeah, every ticket that TeleSouth had, we've given to clients and the friends that have asked us. So I'm hoping that we have a great crowd tomorrow night.
And I actually have tickets for eSport games. You will not have any.
Is that right?
For the eSports.
Hot ticket.
I'm really crushed. You understand?
Well, that's okay.
Justin, man, thank you for having us down here. You going to come back and do picks with us?
I'll do that.
All right, we're at Fuzzy's Tacos, Midtown. Lee Roberts is about to join us. Wait for this challenge, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues from Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown Hattiesburg.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Fuzzy's Taco Shop, Midtown Hattiesburg. That's where we're at this afternoon. No place we enjoy coming more than Fuzzy's, and we want to thank Justin again for having us down here, treating us to lunch as he always is so gracious about doing, and we hope that all of you will make a trip to Fuzzy's Tacos this weekend.
It's a tradition kind of before the kickoff of the first game. I think this is the third or fourth year in a row we've been here the day before the opener.
Here's another tradition. Lee Roberts, no stranger to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. He'll be on Monday to analyze the game, but we asked him to come down here today. And Lee, we talked about the Kentucky game, ready to put that one in the shelf. How important are the next couple of weeks here at The Rock for this football program?
Well, it's just very fortunate that we're going to actually be at home the next 2 weeks, just especially after the game this past weekend. So I think it's a great opportunity, and, you know, a Southeastern team that's coming off a tough loss as well. I know Kelly mentioned earlier that, you know, both one team will score, one team will win. And, you know, I know kind of a joke there, but, you know, Southern Miss is going into this game treating it like all games, like this is the best team on the schedule and they have to play their best. And, yeah, it's really just going to come down to execution. I mean, this is a Southern Miss team that, you know, those that watched the game and were able to really see certain things on Saturday, they know that we've done a lot of things for the positive. Obviously, the mistakes really hurt us on Saturday, and so they've got to put those mistakes, they got to correct them, and really just get back to the drawing board and figure things out. And I think they have. They've had a really good week, and, you know, hopefully Saturday will be a great day for Southern Miss football.
I've always heard coaches say, and any of you guys can jump in on this, direct this to Lee first, that a team improves the most from the first game to the second game. Is there any truth to that?
Well, you know, in college football, and I think we kind of mentioned this on Monday, you know, there is no exhibition, there is no preseason, and so you're right. So you go from game one, because that's the first time you've played somebody other than yourself, and now you get a chance to say, hey, we're really not as good as we thought we are, or we're better than we thought we were, or we need to correct this. And, yeah, so that's when you take the game tape and you analyze it and you really chalk it up and figure out, hey, who needs to do what? And, yeah, so I think the biggest improvement, I agree with you, is from week one to two.
Yeah, and, you know, you look back at that game on Saturday. You know, Southern Miss didn't actually have that many, like, false starts or, like, illegal formations up there in Lexington. I think they only had, like, four penalties for 20 yards, which I know one of those included that 15-yard penalty on Jaleel Clemens in the end zone. You know, this week obviously feels like a win for Southern Miss. You know, people are kind of scratching it off as a win. And obviously Will Hall and that team knows how important the next 2 weeks are between South Florida coming here to Hattiesburg, then they go into Jacksonville State. How do they kind of put those games on the, you know, the frontal lens, but focus on this game, because you can't get in any situation where this becomes a trap game and you're having to fight for your life?
No, when you start thinking of it as a win now, you know, I mean, you start trying to look past them. You can't do that mm-hmm. in college football. You know, it's been proven anybody can beat anyone at any point. And you know, this is a Southeastern team coming off a tough loss at Tulane, but man, they were down just by 14 points and had a pick six. Now they're down 21-0, and that really turned the tables. So they were very close the first two quarters, and they expect to come in here and do the same to Southern Miss. I mean, they're going to have a plan. They're an experienced team. They're, you know, obviously the quarterback not as good as they were last year, but this is a team that wants to come in here and really make a statement, just like Southern Miss wants to make a statement as well. So you definitely cannot overlook this team.
When you're calling a game, whether it's Southern Miss or watching a football game, is there anything that you look for early in the game that sends a message to your brain, we are in for a potentially long day, or we're going to clobber this team?
Well, if I look at our quarterback and he's standing upright, the first few series, I'm like, all right, we're going to have a good day. But if he's running for his life and on the turf, his offensive lineman having to pick him up, we know we're going to be in for a long day. And so that's what you hope. You hope the first couple series you can really do what you want. I mean, this is a team, Coach Long, offensive coordinator, he'll script out the first 8 or 10 plays, and he has in his mind what he wants to do, because those are the plays they're comfortable with. And if they can go in and execute those plays, you know, you got to feel good about what the outcome will be.
If there's a coach with a little bit of pressure on him, just a little bit this weekend, would it not be Coach Long?
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, Coach Long's a guy that's been very successful. And, you know, I met with him this week, and he said, hey, it's time for our players to make plays. And that's just the thing. I mean, we had a pick six dropped. We had a long pass dropped. You know, we had
14-point.
Yeah. I mean, that's just guys just they have to make plays. There's only so much that coaches can do, right?
The run game wasn't the best on Saturday. I'm sure you expect it to be better. Something I was talking about yesterday was kind of not – focusing on, I'm not really looking on the outside rushing, but more of the interior rushing, is that offensive line has to get pushed against a defensive line like Southeastern Louisiana if they want any chance in the Sun Belt.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think we're okay with our offensive line at this point. I mean, I think there's 8 or 9 guys that can rotate in and rotate out and, you know, play at any given point. And I mean, there were times where we really had some holes opened up at Kentucky. Running backs didn't hit it, or the quarterback didn't give the run, you know, chose to throw the pass. But I think our offensive line is going to be okay, and Saturday will be a good test on that. And then, obviously, the next week will be a bigger test.
Yeah, South Florida will be tough, won't it?
It's going to be fun. I think that's a team that brings in a lot of tradition. Again, not looking past Southeastern. Yeah, I'm not a coach. I can go ahead and kind of look in the future. But, yeah, South Florida will be a fun weekend, and it's just neat because if Southern Miss can play well this weekend, we put a lot of fans in the stands, they're going to want to come back the next weekend as well and see that game.
Something I mentioned on Monday, and I think we had you on the show Monday, but something about last year when they lost to Florida State in week two, you know, not getting really any momentum before probably the biggest game of the schedule in Tulane. I felt like they never recovered from that. How much do you think it is plays into their minds of you kind of get that Kentucky loss out of the way, you hopefully win this weekend convincingly, kind of get confidence ahead of probably the biggest game on the schedule?
Yeah, I think this team probably put that Kentucky loss behind them pretty quickly.
Right.
I mean, it's just what you had to do. And, yeah, started preparing for this team. And, you know, again, a team that's wanting to come in and do a lot of great things. We know we've got to play really good football, and I think, again, just going to come down to execution. And you go out and play well this weekend and strap it up and come back the next weekend. So fortunate for two good weekends coming up.
Lee Roberts, you said you're comfortable with the offensive line at this point. Dannis Jackson's walking around in a boot, one of the receivers. He was a number one guy, you know, in the depth chart week one. How about the receiving core? How do you feel about them at this point? Still early on, but nonetheless.
Yeah, I think we've got five guys that you'll see play a lot as far as the wide receivers go. I mean, obviously, we run a three wide receiver set. Two different guys will play some backup. I mean, we didn't get to see some of those guys a whole lot this weekend, but you're going to see Davis Dalton, a guy that's been somewhat injured his career. I mean, this is a guy had a couple big catches, and this is a guy that's done a lot of great things as well, and kind of looking for that guy to come out. So Coach Hall's kind of shifted some of the wide receivers around, moved Larry Simmons over to the Z. Dalton will play the X, which is a split end. You know, of course, Ty Mims a big playmaker. I'm ready to see Ty Mims come up and play big as well.
All right, Lee, we're about to run out of time, but earlier in the show, Kelly was bragging about what great physical shape he's in. As you can see, you can understand why he would think. And he ate a salad for lunch. We learned also that you have been terrorizing elderly people on the pickleball courts around town.
Demon, you have set me up big time, man.
So I wanted to – you mentioned to me earlier that you'd come do the show if Kelly would do what?
Yeah, I would love to just take Kelly one-on-one in pickleball. Just, you know, I think it's a game he would like. I really do. I mean, it's a fun game. You know, Kelly, we can play skinny singles, which is kind of cool. You know, it's
sounds like a support group.
It's where you
My
play
name is Kelly
half.
Sanders, and it's been 1 week since I last.
You just
game.
Play half the court, Kelly, so it'll be a lot of fun. So let's do it. Let's plan this.
Would you do it, Kelly? Skinny,
can you play it in a recliner?
Yeah, come on.
Are you agreeable to this? We'll broadcast the show from the event.
You guys, look.
Can we commentate it?
That would be.
We're going to do the play-by-play.
Right.
Skinny singles. Like I would have a chance with any skinny single, you know.
I don't think he's going to accept it.
No, he's not. That's okay. That's all right.
No.
He wouldn't back down from ice cream.
This young man says you are a terror on the pickleball.
No, Dima saw me out there a couple times. I'm not a terror. It's a game that I have loved. You know, so like every summer, my boys and I kind of pick up a new sport, whether it be tennis or ping pong or disc golf. Well, this summer it was pickleball, and you know, every one of us has kind of jumped in, and it's something that I can play with actively with my boys, and then you can play couples doubles as well. So I get a chance to play with Tracy and other couples. So it is a lot of fun. I mean, there's, you know, it kind of happened big during COVID and allowed people to get out and outdoors. And honestly, I've seen people playing pickleball that just wouldn't see outside exercising, and it brings me joy that it's kind of reaching a different crowd.
So you've picked up a new sport. I would like to pick up a skinny single.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You would. I think Lee has a much better chance.
Oh, okay.
You.
Well,
yes.
All the tables have turned quickly here.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to try.
All right, we'll hear the music. I don't have a clock with me. But I was asked to ask you this question from a listener. The toughest physical football game you ever played against, where you took the biggest beating, was against who?
So I'm going to give you two answers. The one where I got the hardest hit ever, and then one where I was beat up the most.
Right.
So beat up the most was 96 against Florida State. They had three All-Americans on their defensive front.
Yeah.
And then my hardest single hit ever was really the only time I was ever knocked out was at Tulane in 1998. So I think my head was the first thing to hit the AstroTurf, and it wasn't soft.
So many players tell me how tough it was playing Tulane.
Yeah, Tulane, I mean, that was the year they went undefeated and had a great year. And Brett Timmons, the linebacker, hit me. It probably would have been a huge fine today, or obviously an ejection today.
Always great having you on the show.
Hey, always fun. Y'all are a fun group.
Look forward to having you Monday.
Yeah, sounds good.
Lee Roberts, everybody. We'll continue from Fuzzy's Midtown Hattiesburg next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. We want to thank former quarterback Lee Roberts for joining us here at Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown Hattiesburg. Man, it's always fun here at Fuzzy's, and especially when football season's kicking off. Great lunch crowd here. The golf team just ate tacos. They're leaving the building. You just never know who you're going to see here at Fuzzy's. We've got Will East on the phone with us. It's Friday, and, of course, that means we want to talk about high school football. And all right, Will, before we get to this Friday, let's go back to last Friday. Anything jump out that really shocked and surprised you opening weekend of high school football?
Yeah, there were a couple of big surprises that kind of relate to the top games this week. The biggest surprise of all to me was Brandon. Brandon went on the road to Picayune. Picayune is a powerhouse program. Let me tell you how good Picayune is. Think about your favorite football team, okay, whether that's the NFL, college, high school, whatever, and think about how many times your favorite football team has lost by 20 or more points. It happens, okay? Picayune has lost by 20 or more points three times in the past decade, okay?
Wow.
And one of those three times was last Friday night when Brandon went down to Picayune and beat them 60-34. I was stunned by this one. I thought the score was I literally looked at it twice and I said, that's a mistake, but no, it's real. Brandon has this incredible offense, kind of a hurry-up style offense, and they are a handful. And tonight they're going to be facing a Madison Central team that has one of the best defenses in the entire state. Another game that stood out last week because of the craziness was West Point and Louisville had a wild ending that was – you'll have to watch the video. It's on Super Talk News. We did a story about it. It was so crazy, and the call was pretty amazing. But anyway, Louisville ends up winning 15-14, so two state champs were playing in that one. Well, tonight, West Point not taking any weeks off. They got to play Starkville at Starkville. These are two of the best high school football programs in the state historically. And Starkville is kind of breaking in some new players. They have new guy quarterback, and we'll kind of see what's going on with Starkville. They beat Noxubee County 43-22 last week in a blowout, which was a little bit of a surprise seeing how they have so many new kids there at West Point. So I'm kind of keeping my eye on that one. But, of course, tonight it's rivalry week, basically. We have so many rivalry games. That I'm going to go in order of newness, okay? So we have a game that's been played since 1987. You've got George County hosting Greene County in the Battle for the Bells, okay? So that's been going on since 87, and that's the young one of the bunch. Okay, I'm going to go to another one. Baldwin and Boonville, the annual Skunk Bowl. It's their 93rd overall meeting between these two teams. It's only been known as the Skunk Bowl the past 15 years or so when a skunk ran through the stands and caused all kinds of pandelirium. It was so impressive that ESPN put it on their SportsCenter top 10 that night. Then you've got the 100th edition of the Simpson County Super Bowl, McGee and Mendenhall. 100 years, and that is still not the oldest game because you guys know better than anybody. Laurel and Hattiesburg taking on each other tonight in the 103 years old. You know, the record, when you get back to the mists of time, the records get a little fuzzy, and supposedly Hattiesburg leads all time by one game, 51-50 with five ties. But again, you get back to the, and that includes playoff games, that's why it didn't quite add up, but you get into the midst of time, and it's like, yeah, I don't really know if this was, you know, was it a tie? Did this team win? Did this team lose? We really don't remember. But anyway, it's a battle for the Little Brown Jug, as you guys know. It's one of the best games. And, of course, there's all kinds of smack talk going on between Toby Barker, the Hattiesburg mayor, who says that they're going to create a new zip code for the room that he says should permanently house the Little Brown Jug. And then Laurel Mayor Johnny McGee saying that he thinks Mayor Barker's been using hallucinogenics. If he thinks that's going to happen. So it's one of the more fun games out there.
I think that's the first time ever, Will, on this show that anyone has used the term hallucinogenics ever. Congratulations.
I just want to go back to the start of the conversation when you were referencing teams getting beat by 24 points or more. I'm glad you clarified that. I thought you were fixing to make us relive that first half of the Kentucky Southern Miss game. So thank you for not bringing Thank you for not bringing that up, Will.
You know, when you talk about these big teams like Brandon and Madison Central, you know, playing each other, I've used those two teams as an example. But, Will, it's getting to the point where they have to play big games every week because nobody will schedule them otherwise. Don't you see that becoming more prevalent as schedules come out year to year?
Yeah, it is. And it, to be honest, it's kind of like the college game. I mean, nobody wants to watch, you know, Ohio State play our Sisters of the Poor. They just don't.
Oh, Dima Mixon does, yeah.
Yeah. Well, same thing in high school. They want to see these big games, like Brandon and Mattis Central. That game is going to be packed, okay? You go out there to Brandon Stadium. I can't remember the name of it, but it's a brand-new stadium. You go out there, and there's going to be tailgating going on. It'll be like a college atmosphere, and that's what – honestly, that's what the fans want. That's what the administration wants. And, yeah, they might lose a game occasionally. And so I see more of that. Plus, some of these schools are just growing so fast that it only makes sense for them to play other big schools. Now, some of them, I'm not going to name any names, are kind of scared to play some of these smaller schools because some of these smaller schools are giving them a run for their money. I'm certain that is going on. But, yeah, I see more and more – as these schools, some of these schools have really taken, like, you take Oxford. Oxford is now a huge school. And when they even played their crosstown rival, Lafayette, I mean, you're talking about I believe Lafayette's a 5A school now, a 5A versus a 7A. That gulf is starting to get larger because Oxford is growing so fast. And they have more athletes and they're going to have better teams. And I kind of see that a little bit. But, you know, overall, I do enjoy the teams, like especially like the Golden Triangle area, where West Point is playing Starkville. You have Noxubee County that will play Starkville. That's a 3A school versus a 7A school. I mean, that gulf is huge. And Noxubee County will hold their own against Starkville. And credit to Starkville for continuing to play them, even though they know it's going to be a tough game.
Right. You mentioned Hattiesburg and Laurel, obviously a big game tonight. A lot of the talk about Hattiesburg was that defense, and what did you see from them when they went to Pedal last week and beat them? I think it was 7-3 or something like that.
Right.
You know, so that defense against that Laurel offense, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, Hattiesburg had 4 sacks in that game. One player whose name escapes me, I think he had 3 of those sacks. Hattiesburg, this is probably the best Hattiesburg team we've seen in quite a while. They're ranked now. Some people have them as the 9th best team in the state right now. So I'm excited to see Hattiesburg back. Laurel, meanwhile, I was really surprised by the score, but Wes Jones is so good. I mean, Wes Jones hasn't lost a game since November of 2022. I mean, there's a reason why they have that state trophy now. And I think that a lot of people are considering them the team to beat in 6A once again this year. I think Laurel's a good team. And there's an old cliche, you know, these two are rivals. You can throw all the record books, all that stuff out. And it really is true because these two, as Luke Johnson always has told me, these two teams just really want it. I remember a couple of years ago when they were in the same classification, they met up in the playoffs. And Luke was telling me about one player who he talked to who said, I don't care who wins this game. We won the jug. That's all that matters. I mean, that's the importance that you're seeing on the battle for the little brown jug.
Well, I heard some writers, based on the way that Brandon dismantled Picayune last week, that they thought that Brandon goes to the head of the class in 7A based on that one performance. Are we getting a little bit too giddy about Brandon this early?
Probably so. You know, Oak Grove takes on Ocean Springs tonight, and Coach Drew Causey has got that team rolling. I mean, I know they have a sophomore quarterback, but last week he threw for over 300 yards. Man, that's pretty impressive for a sophomore. So, you know, he's going to, with the lineage that they have there at Oak Grove, I think he's going to do pretty well. And I would say Oak Grove has the crown until they don't. Until they meet up with Brandon at some point down the road, that's when Brandon can leapfrog. But until then, it's Oak Grove's game.
And, you know, Will, it's going to be cool in most places tonight. Relatively nice weekend. That really enhances the atmosphere and the spirit of high school football, doesn't it?
Feels a little bit more like football weather. Plus, it's going to be a little muddy out there for some of these teams. So some of these jerseys are going to come away needing to be washed after the game.
Right. Will, is there anything more Americana than Friday night local town, high school team playing, excited crowd, big rival coming in. Isn't that really the best of our country?
It really is, and that's why I hate when the NFL or even college put games on Friday. I hate that because
right.
It is Friday night is about high school football to me, and I want to see butts in the seats, and I want to see people, you know, tuning into games and watching them, and the ones that do the video thing nowadays. It's America.
Thank you very much, Will, and thanks for not bringing up that Kentucky game. We're grateful to you for that. Will East, everybody, program director at Super Talk Mississippi. We'll be back. Buzzy's Tacos in Midtown. That's where we're at.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're at Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown. We've got Justin back on the show with us. Excuse me. Fourth and final segment of the show. Time to do our weekly picks. We're going to turn it over to the one and only Dima Mixon.
Yeah, so we had our first Super Picks last week. The standings are as follows. Number one, Bob Getty with 6 points.
Wait a minute. Who won that last year?
But supposedly you did.
I won it last year.
The race for the winner is about as tight as the election. Kelly Sanders and Dima Mixon both tied for second with 5 points. So you're ahead by 1 point. So, again, how we do this, you get a point for the winning, picking the correct winner, a point for the spread, and a point for the over-under. So let's get into it for week two. So Troy is taking the field. They're going on the road to play Memphis up there in Memphis. And the line for this game is 18.5 Memphis Tigers favorites. The over-under is 57. Let's go to Kelly first.
All right. I'm going to take Memphis 30-21.
Memphis 28-24.
All right.
Memphis 31, Troy 14.
All right. So I'm going to take Memphis 31-10.
Remember when we used to just beat the snot out of them every year?
It's going to happen this year, too, guys.
We don't play them.
Troy.
I'll talk about Memphis.
Okay.
I think one of the best games in the Sun Belt this weekend, UTSA on the road at Texas State. It's a 1 point spread, so it's basically a pick 'em. And the over-under 61. We'll go to Mr. Bob first.
I'm going with Texas State 28-10.
Wow. Texas State 34-13.
Man, I give in the Roadrunners.
I'm taking the Roadrunners. I say the Roadrunners win 30-21.
Okay. I'm taking Texas State at home. I'm going to say 31-28 Texas State. Okay, let's move on to Marshall. Marshall's taking the road at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is a 20.5-point favorite. The over-under is 52.5.
All right, say that again.
Marshall and Virginia Tech, it's a 20.5-point spread for Virginia Tech.
All right, Virginia Tech 24 and Marshall 17.
I think Virginia Tech shows up this week. Virginia Tech 34, Marshall 10.
I like Virginia Tech 34, Marshall 14.
Virginia Tech did not look good against
last week. I'm taking Virginia Tech 31-20. So that's Marshall with the points. All right, App State on the road at Clemson, 17-point Clemson favorites, 52.5.
Clemson 28, App State 7.
Clemson 38, App State 17.
Clemson 27, App State 20.
Really? Okay. I'm taking Clemson 45 to
10 over App State. So I think they bounce back and get it.
You're
get
not giving
going.
Much credit with the Sun Belt teams here.
Power 5, we talked about it on the show, didn't we?
I didn't.
All right, so this is our game of the week, national game of the week, Texas at Michigan. Michigan is a 7.5-point underdog at home against the number 3-ranked Longhorns. Kelly, go first.
All right. I know that you guys are probably going to say that Texas is going to run away with this one. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I think Texas wins, but I think it'll be 21-17.
I'm going to go with Michigan in an upset. 28-21.
I like Michigan at home, too. Michigan's the defending national champion. Michigan 27, Texas 21.
And it hurts to hear Michigan was the defending national championship for
national champion.
We don't say that. It's going to be vacated.
No, Ohio State's really going to be good, especially if they keep playing teams like Akron. They're going to
20 million payroll.
Yeah. All right, I'm taking Texas 17-14 at Michigan. So by 3. All right, so the game of the week, as always, Southern Miss taking on Southeastern Louisiana. Southern Miss is a 23.5-point favorite. The over/under is 51. Let's go to Kelly first. Let's give your game pick for Saturday's game against the Lions.
Eagles 34-7.
Eagles 38-17.
Are you ready for my prediction?
I'm ready.
Southern Miss 51.
All right.
Southeast Louisiana 7.
All right.
51.
I have 45-10 Southern Miss. So yeah, we all across the board picking Southern Miss to win. That's normally not good. So hopefully.
No.
But we'll see what happens. But that's the picks for week 2.
Justin Harris, no way Southeast Louisiana comes here and beats Southern Miss, bro. Right?
No way. Well, I mean, but no.
If that happens, we got a far bigger problem on our hands.
Yeah. No, I think it's a rout, don't you, Kelly?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too.
I think Southeast plays tough for a quarter or so. And I think
they're going to be fired up.
The disparity between Southern Miss and Southeast is kind of the reverse of the disparity we saw last week.
But you know, those first two series at Southern Miss against Kentucky, the Eagles moved the football.
Yep.
I mean, they moved it. It was just a couple of
turnover down in the end zone.
Tipped footballs and, you know, things like that. So, Eagles,
they'll score.
Yeah,
they
sure
will not be shut out. I feel confident saying that.
that would be a whole other problem.
Justin, I can't thank you enough for having us down here. Real quickly, tell people what they can come down here and enjoy this weekend.
Come on down, guys. We'll be open at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, ready for you if you want to come early. Stay all day. We'll be here after the game as well. So come down, have a good time with us.
We highly recommend Fuzzy's Tacos on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Again, thanks to Justin for having us down. We'll be back in the studio Monday with Will Hall and Lee Roberts. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. On slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.